Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Pre-produced at my compost heap in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to November New Music for 2025 here in the Home of Burnaby Rock. I suspect that set started a while ago, and it started with Nausea Low, followed by J.P. Meldrum. It turns out J.P. Meldrum, who is from Victoria, has several pseudonyms, and I have played Formidable Licorice in the past. Then it was Sports Coach, another song from their new one, and then after that was Alex Ferns. Great song, the Alex Ferns song. After that was Pronatrix, and then the Polytones. The Polytones song was giving Stepping Out. Then it was J.P. Meldrum again, and then Thick Morrow. That was followed by two from a Moon Glyph Records compilation, the first from Masahiro Takahashi and Karen Nee, and then the second from Felm. F-E-L-B-M. How does one say that? It's like Brett Favre. There's always a sports analog. How about Kent Herbeck? Anybody? Kent Herbeck? Minnesota Twins? Anyway, that was Felm. After Felm was new Kurt Vile, and then more new Elizabeth Whittington. They keep saying they're going to quit. Hasn't happened. Good thing. Then it was the Analog Circuits, and I'm giving that show a winner because it sounds like Primordial Beach House, and it didn't fit in with anything else. It also shows I still do not recognize the contribution that ambient music has made over the last little bit. After Analog Circuits was Vagus, which is spelled V-A-G-U-E-S-S. That song could have been show winner, but it was from a backdated release, so it was disqualified. Then it was Juno Driver. And then it was two more disqualified songs from two separate artists, from separate reissues on their own unique albums from the 1990s. The first was Spool, who were from London, Ontario, and that was from 1993. There's so much to that song, and it sounds like Slanted and Enchanted Pavement. Not much to not love about that. The second was from 1995, from an American band called Nuzzle, and that's just business. After that, the set finished up with Bloodsports and Papal Visit. If you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. Up next at 8 o'clock is The Arch Show, and this is Thursday, in which case the Lord Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Standing.
Talk to me some more. I just hanging around at home. Call me on the phone.
And I was kneeling on the turnpike with an angel down my throat. She said, you don't know what it's like to bow down, down, down to Maria's dead.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Biking or walking on a hot day can feel like you're in an oven because dark pavement absorbs and retains heat. But applying a special coating to streets and bike paths could help cool them off. Nicole Urozalardo is an urban planning and public health researcher. She's part of a University of Arizona-led team that's testing a product made with titanium dioxide.
It's one of the major ingredients in your mineral sunscreen. And it works by reflecting UVA and UVB rays.
She says it soaks into the pavement and dries clear, so it does not create a glare that could distract drivers. In lab tests, the material has been shown to reduce the surface temperature of pavement. So now, Urozalardo's team is working with the city of Tucson to test it on a stretch of road. They'll monitor how it affects air temperature and people's comfort. She says the approach is not a substitute for planting shade trees.
Shade rules the day when it comes to reducing temperature and how we feel it as pedestrians.
But if effective, cool pavement technology could be used in areas where trees cannot grow or would interfere with power lines. So it could help make biking and walking more enjoyable as cities experience more hot days. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.